This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Deliberations continue on government's policies and programs in both houses of federal parliament. Speaker Devraj Khemri issues ruling to government for addressing concerns presented in parliament. President Ramchandra Portal emphasizes on citizens' equal access to health and education as per the spirit of constitution. CPN UML leader and former minister Pradeep Nepal passes away at 71. Last rites performed today itself. And UK and India agree landmark trade deal. Now the news in detail. Deliberations have continued on government's policies and programs in both houses of federal parliament. Members of parliament representing different political parties continued to give their feedback and comments on the annual policy and program for the fiscal year 2025-26 brought by the government. MP Upendra Yadav said, "The policies and programs should help the poor, farmers and the people in lower strata of the society," while Abdul Khan said that policies and programs should be formulated according to the aspirations and needs of the people. Mohan Bahadur Basnet suggested that although the policies and programs have been very good, the plans should be prioritized. Meanwhile, Bhagwati Chaudhary said that policies and programs should be prioritized based on social justice, while cheering Lamu Lama Tamang drew the government's attention for lack of concrete plan to promote federalism and its enforcement in the country. During an emergency hour in today's meeting, Ranjita Shrestha demanded the government to carry out impartial investigation into the arrest of Nagarik Unmukti Party's patron Resham Chaudhary on the 30th of April. Similarly, Kantika Sejwal drew government's attention to rescue 26-year-old Deepraj Bhandari of Sumli village in Chayanath Municipality 14 of Mugu district, who is stranded in the United Arab Emirates for the past 3 months. Likewise, Thakur Prasad Gaire asked the government to complete the construction of Federal Parliament building, which is under construction in Simhadarbar premises. Purna Bahadur Gharti Magar drew government's attention towards the fact that the budget allocated for district headquarters are not spent, while Manish Chah demanded the government to increase women's participation in cabinet. Meanwhile, taking part in discussions on the policies and programs in today's meeting of the National Assembly, Chief Whip of the CPN-UML, Bhagwati Niyupane, said the policies and programs have taken a determination to change the development culture. Meanwhile, CPN Maoist Centre's Urmila Arial said accused the government of withdrawing good initiatives from the document, failing to encourage the citizens and meet the people's expectations. The president presented the government's new fiscal year policy and programs before the parliament on the 2nd of May. Speaker Devraj Khemri has issued a ruling to the government to respond to various concerns raised in the House of Representatives over time. During today's HOR meeting, lawmakers from the Janamat party stood in protest over the recent detention of Resham Chaudhary, the party's patron, by police for several hours without explanation. Janamat party lawmaker Abdul Khan announced that the party would not allow the house to function until the government provides a convincing explanation regarding the incident. In response, Speaker Khemri urged lawmakers to allow proceedings to continue, stating that the Home Minister is scheduled to address the issue during a House session on the 8th of May. The House of Representatives will resume deliberations at its meeting to begin at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. President Ramchandra Portal has insisted on the citizens' equal access to quality healthcare facilities as per the spirit of Constitution. Addressing the 23rd anniversary of the National Academy of Medical Sciences, NAMS, today, the President reminded of constitutional guarantee of citizens' access to health and education. The President underscored the need of collective efforts to prevent the brain drain of medical professionals. Acknowledging the role of the NAMS arms as the medical service provider and as the teaching hospital, he pledged all sorts of support to further enhance its services and search initiatives. On the same occasion, Health Minister Pradeep Paudel said, "There is enough number of human resources in health institutions of Kathmandu Valley, but there is a crisis in health institutions outside the valley." This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न अल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Communist leader and former minister Pradeep Nepal passed away this afternoon. Leader Nepal was born in 2010 Bikram Sambat at Gogane village in Bhojpur district. CPN-UML parliamentary party's chief whip Mahesh Bartola said leader Nepal, suffering from Parkinson's disease for some years, took his last breath at Norvik Hospital in Kathmandu. Nepal served as the Minister for Information and Communication in the country's first communist government led by the then Prime Minister Manmohan Adhikari. Likewise, leader Nepal, also a literary figure, took charge of the Ministry of Water Resources and the Ministry of Education during his political journey. His last rites have been performed today itself at Pashupati Aryaghat. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. After 3 years of on and off negotiations, the UK and India have agreed a trade deal which will make it easier for UK firms to export whiskey, cars and other products to India and cut taxes on India's clothing and footwear exports. The BBC cited the British government as saying the deal does not include any change in immigration policy, including towards Indian students studying in the UK. Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds said the benefits for UK businesses and consumers were massive. Last year, trade between the UK and India totaled £41 billion and was already forecast to grow, but the government said the deal would boost that trade by an additional £25.5 billion a year by 2040. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is set to meet US President Donald Trump in his first official visit to the White House. According to the BBC, relations between the two countries remain frayed over Trump's tariffs and threats to make Canada the 51st U.S. state, which Carney has said will never ever happen. In a post-election news conference on Friday, Carney said he intends to discuss tariffs and broader U.S.-Canada relations with Trump during their meeting. The U.S. president announced 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico in February, claiming this was to stop fentanyl and migrant trafficking, but there have been several delays and exemptions since. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi province along with hilly region of rest of the province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Deliberations continue on government's policies and programs in both houses of federal parliament. Speaker Devraj Khemere issues ruling to government for addressing concerns presented in parliament. President Ramchandra Porwal emphasizes on citizens' equal access to health and education as per the spirit of constitution. CPN UML leader and former minister Pradeep Nepal passes away at 71. Last rites performed today itself, and UK and India agree landmark trade deal. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.